晚上要用荆棘中的百合花做题目跟大家来查考。
And tonight I would like to use the topic of lily among thorns to encourage one another.
就是要跟着我们的读经进度，我们最近在读雅歌，想要用这个主题跟大家来查考一下，我们在神眼中所应该表现出来的特质。
And recently we have been reading the book of the Song of Solomon, and we can discuss what kind of character God would like us to have.
我们从星期应该是从星期三开始，星期三还有星期二开始，我们就读雅歌。
Starting from Tuesday, we should be reading the book of Songs of Solomon.
一直到今年的结束，我们就把雅歌读完，然后明年开始就开始读路加福音。
And until today, we should finish reading the book of Songs of Solomon, and we will start reading the book of Luke.
从明年开始了，明年读2014年开始。
Starting from next year, we should be reading the book of Luke.
所以按照进度，今天应该查雅各第四章了。
And according to the daily Bible schedule, we should be reading Songs of Solomon chapter 4 today.
因为我读雅各的时候，有时候我们弟兄姐妹来说，有时候就蛮困难的，因为不知道他讲什么。
And sometimes we may see this as a difficult chapter to read.
其实在雅各这一卷书呢，它里面充满很多的预言，用意境的描写方法来述说人跟神之间的爱情。
And this chapter uses the analogy between a woman and a man to compare us to the relationship of us and God.
因为一开始他就说这是所罗门的歌，是歌中的雅各。
And in the beginning of this chapter one, it says the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
表示说这是所罗门所做的众多歌里面的最好的。
And this is the best song that the King Solomon wrote.
那在这里面有很深含义，它不是只是描述单纯的男女之间的爱情。
And there is a deeper meaning, more than the one that's described in the Bible here.
因为从雅各的整个内容看起来
，And from all the contents we can see,
他最后留下了一句话。
And at the end, there is one word.
八章十四节说：“我的良人啊，求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。”
Chapter 8, verse 14 reads, "Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain of species."
当我们看到这一句话的时候，是不是跟启示录最后一章的最后一段很像
？And if we read this, does it remind you of a Revelation, the last chapter?
我们到最后，你看圣徒他们也是祈求主耶稣快来。
And again, the disciple asked Jesus, the Lord Jesus, to come earlier.
主耶稣再来的时候，就是羔羊婚娶的时候。
And when Jesus comes again, it's when the sheep marries.
就是我们新妇装饰整齐，等待新郎来迎娶的。
The new bride is getting ready for the bridegroom.
那在这里雅各里面，他最后留下的信息，其实跟启示录是可以互相对应的。
And the last message, according to Songs of Solomon, can be compared to the last passage of Revelation.
那所以有人说雅各就是旧里面的启示录。
So some people says the book of Songs of Solomon can be likened the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
他在描述我们的在世上这个信徒，如果跟神的关系能够发展到像这个歌里面所描述这么亲密的关系，那其实我们每一个人都可以这样的期待，我的良人，求你快来。
And if we can live according to the book of the Song of Solomon in our life, then we will be like we can live our relationship between us and God can be like the husband and wife.
那在这一卷书里面，他一开始讲到就在讲爱情。
And in the beginning of this book, it talk about relationship and love.
这个爱情其实它不是在讲一个真的一个男女之间的爱情，他所我们自己的经验。
And he is not talking about his personal experience about love between a woman and a man.
因为在整个所我们的一生里面，他并没有真的跟只有一个女人有这么亲密的关系。
And in the life of King Solomon, he never had a relationship like this with any woman.
我们都知道，所我们他最后他是说他有1000个妃嫔嘛。
And King Solomon had 1,000 concubines.
他有太多太多是从外面来的。
And he has many wives from the outside.
这都是别人这个其他国家给他进贡来的礼物。
And these were gifts from another country.
但是其实 他在这一卷书里面所描述的爱情是非常纯洁的，也是非常刻苦铭心，让他真的整个人投进去的那种享受。
The love that is described in this book, it's a very deep love that the man and woman enjoyed.
所以你看第一章的第二节说
，In chapter 1 verse 2 says,
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
这在讲一种爱情。
And this is talking about love.
这个爱情比酒更美，比膏油更馨香。
And this love is better than wine.
这个爱情让众人愿意啊，能够吸引众人跟随他。
And this love attracts a human being to him.
所以雅各他谈这个爱情，在讲人跟神之间的爱情。
And this book is talking about the love between man and God.
所以我们如果在读它的时候，从如果我是这个要被神所爱的人，那我要怎么样来跟神发展出这样的关系
？And when we read this, we should put ourselves as the person who wants to be loved by God, and how we can be loved by Him.
那这个关系，这样爱情的关系呢，是重水不能够洗的，这可以存到永远的。
And this love can last through eternity.
哦，所以你看雅各第八章
，The Songs of Solomon, chapter 8.
雅各第八章第六节
，verse 6.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你的背上如戳记，因为爱情如矢之残啊，爱情如矢之坚强啊，嫉恨如一剑之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是神的烈焰。
Verse 6, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flame are flames of fire.A most vehement flame.
第七节说，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能够淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
Verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the flood drown it. If a man can give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
从最后这一段里面，他所讲的爱情，对照一开始他谈的爱情。
If we compare the love described here versus the love described in the beginning of the book,
我们就看到说，今天人跟神之间如果能够发展出这样的爱情呢，那这样的关系存到永远。他说，像矢之坚强，他说连矢都不能够让这样关系断绝的。
And if we can have this kind of love between us and God, then even death cannot separate us from Him.
重水不能够熄灭，不能淹没。
No flood can drown it.
那这是一种，这个是你看。这在相爱当中所发出来的那种热情
，and this is passion that is drawn out from love。
哦，所以你看，这种关系是就像真的，我们人在神里面，神我们里面合一体里面的至高境界。
This is like the love between us and God, and us in Him, and He in us. This is the relationship。
哦，所以我们读雅各的时候，一定抓住这个重点。
So when we read this book, we have to grasp onto this to this topic。
不要把它当作是一部爱情小说。
Don't read this as
一个戏剧。
Don't read this as a loving drama or novel。
那雅各他这里面有很多特质。
And in Songs of Solomon, there are many characteristics.
因为都整个雅各里面，你看不到他在讲神。
And in this book, you cannot see the word God.
表示说他是把神化成里面的人物。
And he is describing God as a person.
那这边的人物就是所罗门作者他用他的第一人称所表达的。
And Solomon uses the first person form to describe him.
为什么说雅各他是启示，他是类似像启示录，因为它里面有预言性，它里面就用预言的手法在写出来的。
And why is this book like the Revelation? Because it uses prophecy to describe the characters.
那我们知道所罗门他叫做和平的君。
And we know that King Solomon is the king of peace.
那这个和平的君 ，Prince of Peace，A
Prince of Peace，
他和平的君其实就是在预表耶稣基督。
And the Prince of Peace is describing Jesus Christ.
那这里面所描述的另外一个女方的主角就是所谓的苏拉密尼。
And the female character here is the Shulamite.
我们看第六章的第十三节
，3 chapter 6 verse 13。
十三节说：“回来，苏拉密尼，你回来，使我们得观看你。你们为何观看苏拉密尼，像观看马哈恋跳舞的呢
Verse 13, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you. What would you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the dance of the double camp?
这个所谓的苏拉密女，它原来的意思就是和平的女子的意思。
And Shulamite means the peace, the woman of peace.
对，这是和平的女子的哈。
And she is the woman of peace.
那这个所罗门是和平的君呢、啊、
？And Solomon, he is the prince of peace.
这个和平的君，他现在跟这个和平的女子产生了这个爱情。
And the prince of peace and the woman of peace, they have relationship.
其实这个说明。神跟我们人之间所要展开的关系。
And this is describing the relationship that we ought to have with God.
这是一个很奇妙的结合。
And this is a miraculous connection.
就是说，今天我们每个人在神眼中都要成为一个和平女子。
And there we need to learn that in God's eyes we need to be a woman of peace.
那我们才配得成为和平的君所所爱的
，then we can be worthy to be called the loved of the Prince of Peace。
所以，他这里面这两个主要的人物，就是所罗门以他自己的第一个角色的第一人称来看着苏拉密女。
And there are two characters. One is King Solomon, and he's the Prince of Peace. And the second character is the Shulamite, the woman of peace.
那所以是第一个我们要掌握的重点。
And this is the first thing we need grabs on.
那在这里面，他一直在提到，有时候我们要注意他到底是谁在讲话，是这个男子讲话还是女子讲话
？Sometimes when we read this, we have to be careful. Who is talking? Is it the male character or the female character talking?
那我们有时候读的时候，我们要连贯的读。
So we have to read them connectively.
就是说，就连续读了哈。我们因为我们现在是一章一章，一天一章读嘛哈。但是有时候，比如今天读第四章，就要把第三章再读一读，然后顺便把后面的得读一读。这样，你如果每一天都是读过去哦。你会发现里面有好多好多道理是 连在一起的，不是切断的。
When we read these chapters, we have to read them all together if possible, so we can connect the stories.
如果我们有时间，你每一天都把它整个雅歌读一次。
And if you can read the entire book of Song of Solomon every day at least once.
当今天如果是四章，你就把第四章再读清楚一点。
So if today we're reading chapter 4, then you maybe read chapter 4 twice.
我们会觉得说哇，这个雅歌好美。
Then we will find the beauty in this book.
可是我们多么希望说我们能够跟神。发展出这样的一个亲密关系
，and we hope that we can have the kind of relationship between God.
然后我们在神眼中是又这么有价值
，then we're so precious in front of Him.
那神的整个心都在我们的身上
，then God's heart would be in our.
我们也在他，我们也是把它放在我们的心上
，and He is also in our hearts.
就是说，我们是这么样的恋慕这样一个良人。
This is how much we eager for the love of God.
那在读这个雅歌的时候，我们会看到说好多好多这个植物的名称跟动物名称。
And when we read the book of Song of Solomon, we can see many plants and also names of animals.
这是为什么所罗门他很有智慧。
And this is why King Solomon he is the wise person.
他可以用动物、植物这些特质来描述神跟人的关系。
He can use the characteristics of plants and animals to describe our relationship between us and God.
所以圣经里面整本圣经最多动物、植物名词的就是在雅歌里。
So in the throughout the entire Bible, the names of animals and plants are named the most times in this book.
如果有兴趣的话，就去查一查什么叫做凤仙花，凤仙花有什么特质。
If we are interested,
比如说像。第一章的十四节。
If we are interested, then we can look into the plant names of the plant. For example, in verse 14, henna blooms.
这个就是有很多名词是我们平常很多植物我们不熟悉的。
And there are many names that we are not very familiar with.
其实它都有意思的。
But they are full of meanings.
当然，这个是另外一个层面，那是要专门研究圣经去做。但是我们可以从这里面得到一些教训就可以了。
And what we can do is read it and try to remember it and learn from its teaching.
在这个歌里面呢，我们会看到这个心腹啊，他有好多次都在向人介绍他的这个良人，就是他的这个新郎。
And many times we can see that it's describing his loved one.
第五章里面呢
，verse five.
第五章的第十节
，chapter five, verse ten.
他在介绍我的良人是长了什么样子。
And he's describing the ones that he loved.
那为什么他会突然间这个新郎啊，那新娘啊，这个女子，她突然会 向众人介绍他所爱的这良人是怎么样呢？
Why would this bride introduce or talk about his bridegroom?
因为一个第八节啊，第八节那里说，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我因失爱成病。
Verse 8, I charge you, O daughter of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I'm lovesick.
表示说，这个新郎跟新娘之间有一段时间分开了，一个什么原因当分离，他现在找不到了。
And for some reason, the bride and the bridegroom have separated, and they cannot find each other.
他现在告诉耶路撒冷众人说，如果你看到我这良人，你一定要告诉我，要转达这意思给他。
So she's telling the daughters of Jerusalem, if you see the bridegroom, then please tell him I'm lovesick.
好，然后第九节
，verse 9.
那你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人比别人良人有何强处？你的良人比别人良人有何强处呢？你就这样嘱咐我们吗？
Verse 9. What is your beloved more than another beloved? O fairest among women, what is your beloved more than another beloved that you so charge us?
也就是说，这个就是耶路撒冷众女子对这个苏拉密尼所提出的疑问。
And the daughters of Jerusalem, this is the question that they have for the bride.
你的良人到底有什么特殊啊？为什么让这样子失爱成病呢？
What is so special about your bridegroom that you are lovesick?
其实这个就是在说明我们所爱的主，我们的良人是什么样子。从第五章第九节开始，非常清楚的介绍。这就是我的良人，我的朋友。
And from chapter 5, verse 9, it describes the bridegroom that is described here is the God, is our God.
你就说，你就看到说，哇，他对他的良人有这么样的深刻认识。
And how much she knows the one that she loved.
所以他整个心都在这个良人身上。
So her entire heart is with this beloved person.
要追求认识我们的主，
so、we have to pursue to know our God.
所以我们越了解我们所敬拜的神，我们所亲爱的主啊，我们会更爱他。
If we strive to know more about love that we worship, then we will know Him.
他是我们朋友
，He is our friend.
就是说，他可以倾听我们的每心里的话的
，and He can listen to every word we utter.
他是我们的丈夫。
He is our husband.
他是爱我们的，是保护我们的。
He is the one that loves us and protects us.
所以我们会觉得我们很幸福。
So we think we're loved.
所以我们从这里面要能够读到这样的一个信息，我们要追求认识我们主。
So we have to know this message. We have to pursue and to love our God.
那在这里面呢，在雅各里面有更多次是这个良人来介绍他所爱的这个佳偶，他这个新娘是什么样子。
And in the book of Solomon, Song of Solomon, there's many times that the bridegroom described how much he loved the bride.
就是这个良人，他在向众介绍说：“看啊，这就是我的佳偶，我所爱的。”
And this beloved person is describing his bride and how much he loved her.
我们现在如果把我们的定位认为说我们就是这个，我们就是这个良人所爱的这个女子。
And if we think of ourselves as the one that's beloved by this bridegroom,
那这个就是我们今天要自我追求我们灵修的重点。
And this is what we should pursue in our spiritual life.
因为我们要追求成为这个良人眼中的佳偶，全然美丽。
We have to pursue to be the beloved one, the Shulamite woman.
让这个良人的整个心都在这个佳偶身上。
So the beloved person, his whole heart is in this bride.
所以从这雅歌里面注意看这个良人介绍说我的佳偶是长什么样子，是什么样的特质。
And we need to pay attention to how the beloved person is described his bride.
我们现在来看第一章第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
我佳偶，我将你比法老车上的套的骏马。
Verse 9. I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots.
现在你看这个良人说：“我把你当比作法老车上套的骏马，表示生命力非常旺盛的。”
And this he is describing himself as the Pharaoh's chariot full of power.
你看那个骏马哦，你看起来就是威风凛凛的哦。
And
法老是法老在坐的那个骏马哦，是王在用那个马。
And this chariot is used by the king, King Pharaoh.
那表示说，你看这个佳偶啊，这个神所爱的佳偶，并不是那个弱不禁风啊，像中国古代那个这个女子啊，哇，这样子，好可怜的样式啊，不是这样子的。
And the person that is loved, he is not weak.
所以我们今天被神所爱，我们其实是要展现很强盛的生命力的。
And when we're loved by God, we need to have filled with power.
哦，所以 你看他在描述这个家的时候，他是从他的生命呈现 来看。
And when he's describing his love toward his bride, he's describing like the mighty power.
但他里面，他在书里面也会描述说，哎，他这个外表啊，头发啊，眼睛啊，他的什么身体的特征，他有讲得很清楚。
And of course, we can see that he also describes the bride with the hair, the eyes, and neck, etc.
我们在读的时候，不要把它带有色的眼光去看。哇，讲得这么入骨，觉得好不好意思
？And when we read this, we should not be embarrassed about this.
也就是说，其实他描述的是我们这个神所爱的佳偶，他所应该展现出来的属灵生命力，以及我们应该在这个众日当中所表现出的特质跟别人不同的。
And he's describing the energy that we need to have and the special characteristic of the bride.
啊，你看第二章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章的第二节，因为第一章的第十五节那里，我们就自己看了哈。
And in chapter 1, verse 15.
因为他说你很美丽，很美丽，他一直要强调这个家伙是很美丽的。
And describing the one he loved, how beautiful she is.
哦，你的眼睛像鸽子眼。
And your eyes is like the eyes of the dog.
你就想想看，鸽子到底有什么特质
？And we can imagine what kind of eyes is that.
鸽子眼不是双眼皮的。
And
是双眼皮吗
？Eyes of the dove is not double lidded.
大概吧。所以你看，所以我们有时候追求这个所谓的美丽啊，在神眼中所看出来不是这样子，不是这外表。一般世人认为说什么叫做美啊？我们要从圣经里面去看什么叫做真正的美。
And sometimes when we imagine something that is beautiful or lovely, may not be necessarily be true in the Bible.
然后第二章第一节
，Chapter 2 verse 1。
现在看第一节说。我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。
Verse one, I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of valleys.
这个我是谁在讲话
？Who is this I?
这个我应该是这个良人在说的。
And this I is the one, the love.
我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。
I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys.
这是为什么我们刚才334首他所唱的诗歌里面，他还描述是耶稣基督。
And in this.The hymn that we just sang in 334, this rose of Sharon is Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣的特质。
And this is a special characteristic of Jesus Christ.
他就像在这个荒野当中绽放青下那一朵百合花。
And he is like the lily of the valley in the wilderness.
他并不是被人家摆在王宫里面那边观赏，哇，你好美的那一个对象啊。
And this lily is not placed in the palace for everybody to view.
所以是在谷中里面的，是因着神的恩典，神的计划里面所长出来的。
And through the grace and the plan of God, it is placed in the valley.
所以这是在讲主耶稣基督，他像谷中的百合花一样。
This is describing Jesus Christ as the lily of the valley.
虽然没有人注意他也无所谓。
Although nobody can see him.It's okay.
他就是用你看他的生命力绽放出那馨香之气。
He uses his energy to spread the fragrance.
他走过去的人如果发现了，然后就会被他的那个香气吸引。
And those who walk by, if they smell the fragrance, they will be attracted to him.
所以主耶稣，你看他的那个在世上传福音的时候。他所展现出来的那个生命力，以及他所散发的芬芳啊，有多么深远
？And when Jesus was preaching this world, the fragrance and the energy that he possessed attracted many people.
我们来看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章我们看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Verse 14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
十五节，因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救的人身上，或在灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Verse 15. For we are to God fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
这在讲我们今天跟随主的人哦。不管在什么情况里面，我们都能够发出香气。
And those who are following Jesus Christ today, wherever we go, we can diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣就是这样子。
Because this is what Jesus did.
他不管是面对的是什么样的环境
，No matter what environment he's in,
他就是能够 展现出那个属灵的特质。
And he can have the spiritual fragrance.
你会看到他的智慧
，his wisdom.
你看他面对那个贫穷的瞎眼的人，他所讲的话，那是对他们的态度。
When he faces the poor or the blind, the words that he told them.
他面对那些要找他麻烦的人，那些法利赛人、文士要试探他的那些人，他所用的那种口气，以及他所坚定的那种态度。
And also the words that he used against the Pharisees and the scribes.
他面对逼迫他的人，所展现出来那个柔软的身段，以及他为了要完成神的工作，他所散发出来那种。强健的生命力
and the gentleness that he possesses when those who are persecuting him are attacking him.
你看，面对要被钉十字架的时候，主耶稣多坚强
？And when he faced the cross, how strong was he?
一句话都没有讲
，He didn't even utter one word.
默默的像无声的羔羊被钉上
，And he is like the anointed lamb that was crucified on the cross.
所以你看，主耶稣他基督，他就是这样子散发出馨香之气的
，And this is how he diffuses his fragrance.
所以今天你看，所有跟随主的人。也一样可以在各种不同情况里面散发出主耶稣基督的香气。
Those who follow Jesus Christ today in any situation, they can diffuse the fragrance.
这就是说，因为我们的生命已经跟耶稣连上关系的。
Because of life is connected with Jesus Christ.
我们知道，我们就像这朵百合花发出香气，让那个会欣赏能够就近，然后来跟主耶稣基督啊重新建立关系。然后这样来传扬福音的。
And we're like the lily that diffuses fragrance to attract those people who are willing to listen to the gospel.
主耶稣他自己是谷中的百合花。
Jesus, he is the lily of valleys.
看回来雅各第二章第二节。
Let's turn back to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 2.
他说：“我的脚在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。”
Verse 2, like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
现在他在介绍。他所爱的这个教
，and he is describing the one that he loved。
这个他所爱的也是像百合花一样，但是它是长在荆棘当中的。
And this lily that he loved is among the thorns。
就是说，你看这个百合花啊，它能够克服那个非常艰难的环境。
And this lily can conquer difficult situations。
我们都知道荆棘的来源是因为人类犯罪，地被咒诅的结果。
And we know thorns they came because men have sinned.
亚当犯罪之后
，When Adam sinned,
他现在地因为这样被咒诅，所以就长出荆棘跟棘来了。
Because he sinned, so thorns were grown out of the earth.
那主耶稣他在传福音的时候，他特别指出是所谓的荆棘是什么意思的。
And when Jesus was preaching on the earth, he described what thorn means.
你看主耶稣在讲那个撒种的比喻的时候。
And when Jesus gave the parable of the sower,
他说这个撒种带种出去撒
，and this person took out the seed and sow.
有的种子落在路边的就被鸟吃走了
，and some of the seed were sown on the wayside and it was taken up by the bird.
那落在路边的表示人听道理，他没有感动，那个恶者就来把它拿走，他就对这个种子当然就不见，他不会想要啊。这个道理更深入查考，他就这样算了。
And when the seed was sown on the wayside, that means this person heard the gospel and he decided not to accept it and walked away.
恶者是把这种子拿走。
And the evil one took the seed away.
所以我这么说，我们传福音就是一种属灵的征战，因为是跟恶者在对抗。
So when we preach gospel, we are actually going against the evil one.
好像这个恶者就是这个灰鸟，就是跟这个撒种的出去，你打在路边的，有机会就把它叼走。
And we can describe this as, we can see this as like the evil one is following the sower wherever he sows. He wants to destroy it.
但是有些种子撒在那个土浅石头上面的。
And some of them is sown by the stone.
那个这个很快就发芽，但是很快就枯萎了。
And they root quickly, but they wither away very quickly.
没有办法扎根，所以可能一来这个道理就没办法成长。
Because they cannot take root, so whatever difficulty comes, they would go away.
第三个，它那个种子落在荆棘里面的。
And the third kind is the seed that is sown in the thorns.
那这个荆棘。这个土既然可以长荆棘，表示这个种子进去，它也可以。
And we know that if this land can grow thorns, then of course the seed can bear roots.
那这个种子落进去以后，它一样会发芽，它会发芽长出来哦。
And when this seed is sown on the ground, it can take root and grow.
那主耶稣特别在说明什么叫做荆棘。
And Jesus described what is the thorn.
就是我们人的私欲。
And it is our lust.
就是我们这个金色这个钱财的迷惑。
And the attraction of the money in our life.
我们现在看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音。
Book of Luke.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
路加福音第八章
Luke chapter 8
第十四节
verse 14
那落在荆棘里的就是人听得到走开以后被今生的思虑钱财厌乐挤住了便结不出成熟的籽粒来
verse 14 and the ones that fell among thorns are those who when they have heard go out and are choked with cares riches and pleasure of life and bring no fruit to maturity
所以荆棘代表的是今生的思虑钱财的诱惑今生的享受
and the thorn described here it means the care, the riches, and the pleasure of life.
今天这个种子如果在这个样的情况底下它就没有办法结出果子来
And if the seed is sown under this thorn, then it cannot grow.
也就是说，它是长在那边，可是它并没有办法。它如果没办法结果子，表示它绝对不能开花的，因为开花就会结果。
Even though the seed is there, but it cannot bear fruit.
所以今天这个种子如果是百合花
，What if the seed is the seed of lily?
如果是百合花，它落在这里面，雅歌里面所说的这个百合花，它就是可以放出清香的，它是开花可以结果的。
And if this lily is sown among thorns.Thorns, then this lily can still give out fragrance.
我们都知道，今这个世界有太多诱惑。
And we know that in this world there are too many temptations.
今天我们人有太多的软弱了。
We have too many weaknesses.
我们人对很多将来充满忧虑。
And we worry about tomorrow.
我们小孩子从小就开始忧虑了。
And ever since we're children, we're kids, we start to worry.
他忧虑，他这个在学校没朋友。
And they worry that they do not have friends in school.
他忧虑，他将来不知道要读什么学校。
They worry that they don't know where to go to college.
他忧虑没有时间玩。
They worry that they do not have time to play.
有很多很多忧虑。
They have too many worries.
但他长大以后又更多了。
And when grow up, there are even more worries.
你看我们今天，如果没有主耶稣来侍奉我们，你看我们今天每一个人可能都笑不开来。
And if Jesus was not here to save us, then we cannot leave this world.
因为就是说我们。有太多事情是我们没办法掌握的。
And there are too many things that we cannot control.
因为这个世界变化太快了。
Because there are too many different changes in this world.
我们不知道明年会有一个什么新的花样出来。
We don't know what's coming next year.
你看我们十年前的人大概没有想到有所谓的 YouTube 这东西的。
And 10 years ago, nobody would even know such thing as YouTube.
就是说，你现在一点进去，什么要看什么影片都有。
And you can basically see any video you like.
就是同样的道理，十年以后世界变什么样子，我们真的很难想象。
And likewise, after 10 years, we don't know what the world will become.
所以，当我们面对这样一个不确定未来的时候，我们很容易就担心起来了。
And when we face this uncertain future, naturally we worry.
我们要准备多少财富，我们才够用，才会放心，才会安心的退休啊，不需要再很努力的工作。
How much money do we need to save up so we can retire?
啊，有时候我们忧虑还不是只有我们自己，还有我们的儿女，儿女不知道找什么对象，他不知道以后要住哪里，他不知道有没有房子可以住。
And we don't worry only about ourselves. We worry about our children, where they will live, and if they have enough, they have enough money.
这个世界有很多事情可以让我们忧虑的。
And there are many things in this world that can cause us to worry.
那有时候这些忧虑都跟钱财挂上关系的。
And usually it has to do with money.
因为圣经里面说啊，传道书说钱能够叫万事应心，我们读过的。
And Ecclesiastes says money can make us anxious.
所以不是就是钱可以让很多事情都很顺利的，你要做什么事都可以的。
Money can make other things work.
表示说如果没有钱的话，你什么事都没法做。
And basically saying without money you cannot do anything.
所以当我们有时候财富不够的时候，我们就忧虑将来怎么办。
And if we do not have enough money, then we will worry about tomorrow.
然后，但是又有钱的时候，你现在就开始就厌乐了。
And when we have money, then we will indulge in pleasure.
就要开始计划去哪里享受一下。
Then we will try to plan where we want to go and have fun. Where do we go eat?
就是说我们要怎么样去运用我们的财富，这其实也是带来另外一种负担。
And this is another kind of worry, another stress.
为什么圣经里面说那个买了两把的人呢，有时候没办法睡觉？
And sometimes, in the Bible says those who two hands full cannot sleep.
富有人有时候有更多担心的事情，不能够安睡觉。
And a rich person have many things that that worries them that they cannot sleep.
这个说明这个在这个今生这个世界里面的荆棘。
And this is a thorn in this world.
今天我们这个种子神的道理，如果是落在这个荆棘里面的话。
The word of God or the seed, if it's sown in this among thorns,
就没有办法出来。
Then it cannot grow.
就是没办法结果子。
It cannot bear fruit.
但是神的道理是有能力的。
But God's word, God's gospel has a power.
如果我们愿意改变我们自己啊，从神的道理来一个不同的想法。
If we're willing to use the word of God to change us,
那我们所听的道理就不会受到这个世界的影响。
Then the gospel we hear will not be affected by the world.
我们的心地会变成好土地。
And our heart will be like a good ground.
即使这个世界还是充满这么多的荆棘。
Even though this world is full of thorns.
但是我们却可以像这个荆棘里面所长出来的百合花一样。
But we can be like the lily among the thorns.
所以路加福音这里面荆棘，它讲的是我们自己的，我们个人本身要怎么样来让我们的心地成为好土地。
And in the book of Luke, it describes how can we make our ground, the ground of our heart, a good ground.
那这样子，我们所听的道理，我们可以能够真的结出很多很子粒来。
Then the word that we hear can make us grow, produce fruit.
那在雅歌里面，他讲说。我家偶像百合花在荆棘内。
And the Song of Solomon says, "The beloved like the lily among thorns."
那这个荆棘，这个时候是指的就是整个这个世界。
And the thorn described here is the world.
这个大的环境里面是真的充满很多很多很可怕的事的。
And in this world, there are many things that are very very scary.
但是我们成为神所爱的人以后
，But as the beloved one of God,
我们活在这个世界里。
When we live in this world,
我们却可以在荆棘当中，像这一棵百合花一样，生命力很旺盛，而且能够发出香气。
We can be like the lily among thorns that is full of energy and can diffuse fragrance.
然后最后被这个良人所称赞。
And at the end, it is praised by this beloved one.
我们看回来雅歌第二章。
Let's turn back to Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
雅歌第二章。
Chapter 2.
我的家，我在女子当中，像百合花在荆棘内。
Was too like the lily among thorns.
表示说，这个百合花，在这个良人眼中看，这个女子在这个良人眼中看起来，就像这一棵百合花是跟她自己一样的。良人自己说，我是谷中的百合花。
And this the person described himself as the lily among thorns.
哦，那良人说我是谷中的百合花。
And this beloved one says, I'm like the lily among thorns.
那我的佳偶也是像。百合花在荆棘里面的
，and my beloved one is like the lily among thorns as well。
就知道说这个到底什么意思
？And what does this mean？
我们所爱的神，他希望我们本身也能够像他一样，在这样一个很充满险恶的世界里面呢、啊，我们可以活出主耶稣基督的样式，发出同样的香气。
And the God that we love wants us to live in this world and diffuse fragrance like Jesus Christ.
那我的骄傲，这个就是神对我们的期待。
And my beloved one, this is the anticipation of God.
我们现在看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章
，chapter 4,
第一节
，verse 1.
我的骄傲，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼在帕子内好像鸽子眼，你的头发如同山羊群卧在基列山旁。
Verse 4. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eye behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead.
你看这里第四章第一节，就刚才第一章的第十五节啊。
Chapter 4, verse 1, and chapter 1, verse 15.
是对称的。
And they're comparable.
他现在再一次在详细介绍这个良人所爱的佳偶，他到底有什么特质的。
And it's detailedly describing the characteristic of the one he loved.
也就是说，要像在荆棘内的百合花发出香气，具体来说是在什么样的 情况底下，他能够有这样一个表现呢？
Concretely speaking, the lily among thorns, under what circumstances can they produce fragrance?
他现在从这个整个人，从人的角度来看，这个要怎么样能够发出香气？
And from the human perspective, how can this lily produce fragrance?
他一开始他先说这个家伙是非常美丽的。
And in the beginning, says this his beloved one is fair.
也就是说，这个良人哦。他看了会心动的
，and his heart is moved。
他的眼睛，他说你的眼睛在帕什内好像鸽子眼
，and her eye is like the dove's eyes。
这在说明，你看今天我们的眼光哦，要属灵的眼光，不能够让这个主看出来我们的智慧
，and our eyes must have spiritual eyes so our Lord can see the wisdom in our eyes。
我们今天那个眼睛哦。不要只看世界上的东西。
I should not fix only on in this world.
因为鸽子眼看起来就是很柔和的。
And the dove's eye, they are very gentle.
你看鸽子眼的时候，你不会怕。
When you see the eyes of the doves, you won't be afraid.
但是有时候你如果看那个老鹰的眼，看久了你会害怕。
But sometimes when you see the eye of an eagle, you will be scared.
这个就是很锐利啊。
Because they are very keen and sharp.
那有时候你知道这个老鹰等一下啄你眼，给你啄一下你就受伤了。
And you don't know when the eagle will come after you.
但是那个鸽子眼一看它，你就觉得哇，那越看越美丽，就是那你很平安，很放心。
And the more you look at the size, they will look even more beautiful.
那表示说，今天我们的主他看我们呢，希望我们的人真的是很柔和的、谦卑的。
And when our Lord looked at us, he wants to see us being humble person.
那我们可以那个眼睛能够看着这个主
，so our eyes can fix on this Lord.
那表示说，今天我们要祈求主耶稣基督。
So today we need to ask Jesus Christ.
我们虽然活在这个充满罪恶引诱的世界里
，Even though we live under this evil world，
我们要能够认清我们自己的角色。
We have to know our role.
我们要能看透这个世界的诱惑。
We have to look through the pleasure of this world.
真正能够掌握我们成为是这个良人所爱的这个佳偶，他所看重的重点在哪里
？And we have to be the one that
就是说，我们今天是这个良人所爱的佳偶，这个是被神所爱的人。
And today we are beloved one of God.
神要我们就是这个超越的眼光，能够认清楚我们今天跟随的不是这个世界，我们的眼光，我们的重点不在这个今生里。
And our spiritual eye must see that our life is not dwelling in this world.
我们重点是能够看到这个爱我们的主，然后愿意全心跟随他。
And our role is to see the one that loved us and follow him.
装饰我们自己。能够被他所赞美说，说哇，你我的骄傲，你全然美丽。
So can equip us, so the beloved one can praise us and love us.
然后在这里面我们如果仔细看以后，你就会看到，哦、他的这个描述每一项其实都有很深的属灵的教导。
And the description in this book has many spiritual teachings.
那他最后你看在这雅各书雅各里面他讲这个良人跟佳偶的关系有三个层次的。
And over here we can see three levels of the relationship.
就是我们应该要追求的。
And this is the relationship that we have to pursue.
我们从我们是荆棘中的百合花来看，我们是要装备我们自己有这么一个特质来。
And from the view of where the lily among thorns, how can we equip ourselves?
但是从雅各整卷书看呢，有没有看到这个良人跟这佳偶他的这个关系啊
？And this book as a whole can describe the relationship between a man and woman.
我们那如果看第二章啊
，the chapter two，
第二章
，chapter two，
第十六节
，verse 16。
那这里有一句话说。良人属我，我也属他。他在百合花中放牧群羊。
16 My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
良人属我，我属他。
My beloved is mine, and I am his.
他在百合花中牧放群羊。
He feeds his flock among the lilies.
你看到这个百合花，它的意思又跑出来了。
And this is another meaning of the lilies.
如果我们今天是荆棘里面的百合花。
Today, if we are the lily among thorns,
神就是在他的在百合花中放牧他的属他的羊群，就是神在那里一直就是在那里活动，在那里照顾的。
And God is feeding His flock among the lilies; He is around us.
一直到天起，他说，一直到天起凉风，日影飞去的时候
，until the day breaks and the shadow flee away.
也就是说，日夜在看顾的，在那里活动的。
Day and night, He is around us.
好，那这个是到第六章第三节。
And in chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
我属我的良人，我的良人也属我，他在百合花中牧望群羊。
I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
我们有时候去想想看，前面第一句话跟第二句话有什么差别？
And we can compare the differences between the first part and the second part.
本来是良人属我。
In the beginning, it says, my beloved is mine.
现在是我属我的良人了。
And now is I am beloved's.
好，跳过去看第七章。
Let's jump to chapter 7.
第七章第十节。
Verse 10.
我属我的良人，他也牧我。
I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me.
这个就是我们能够发展出真的装饰整齐，到最后我的良人他全心恋慕我。
So we should equip ourselves so at the end, our beloved, his desire is toward me.
这个就是这个良人跟佳偶之间亲密的关系，联合一体的。
And this is the relationship between the woman and the beloved.
那这本书里面所描述的这样的一个属灵应该有的追求，是我们应该下功夫啊一起来努力的。
And this describes what we need to pursue in our spiritual life.
我们一起啊从神的话语里面来得到激励，那我们一起来追求成为神眼中的啊在荆棘内的百合花。
And through the encouragement here, we can become the lily among thorns.
那最后。良人对我们这样说：“你甚美丽，你甚美丽。”
And at the end, the beloved one will say, "You fair, you are fair."
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
203首。